Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is about freedom from sin. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No Longer Slaves to Sin. Written and read by Emily Rose Massey. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. Titus chapter 3, verse 3. The gospel is at the core of Christianity, the person, work, and words of Jesus Christ. For us to fully comprehend our need for the Savior and what Jesus has done for us, we must first come to grips with our sin. The world offers us an array of solutions for a better life here on earth, but many of us will come to realize, some quicker than others, of course, that our souls will never be satisfied by these temporary remedies. God offers us the ultimate solution in His Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Without believing and trusting in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, ultimately, we will never experience complete fulfillment in this life. Yet, knowing that there is life beyond this one, we must realize that without trusting in Jesus' finished work of the cross, paying our debt in full, we will never have peace with God. We will be responsible to pay the debt for our rebellion against Him. This quote from D.A. Carson encapsulates the beauty of the gospel and our great need for Christ. If God had perceived that our greatest need was economic, He would have sent an economist. If He had perceived that our greatest need was entertainment, He would have sent a comedian or an artist. If God perceived that our greatest need was political stability, He would have sent us a politician. If He had perceived that our greatest need was health, He would have sent us a doctor. But He perceived that our greatest need involved our sin, our alienation from Him, our profound rebellion, our death, and He sent us a Savior. It is important to understand that we cannot fully grasp the greatness of the good news of what Christ has done for us without first addressing the bad news that our sin separates us from God. As we read in Titus 3 verse 3, the Apostle Paul instructs and encourages Titus, a young pastor at the church at Crete, to remind his congregation of who they once were before they came to faith in Christ. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. Intersecting faith and life. Some things to note in this verse. The list of sins is not exhaustive, and one sin is not worse than another. Although Paul says we once were practicing these sins, we know, because of 1 John 2, verse 1 through 2, that does not mean we do not ever again sin against God. Paul and John are talking about making a practice of these sins without repentance. Approaching this topic as believers is much different than as an unbeliever. As Christians, we can rejoice in knowing that we are no longer slaves to our sin. We've been given a new nature in Christ and power to overcome that sin that so easily ensnares us. Hallelujah! We have been set free. We once were, before faith in Christ, slaves to our sin, and we lived every day as enemies of God. Because God is holy and just, a sinner who is not born again cannot stand in his presence, nor can they spend eternity in paradise with him. Although, as born-again believers, we continue to sin against God because we are constantly at war with our flesh in this life, the good news is that we have a great advocate, Jesus Christ, who is forever our righteousness. To be sure, our position in him as declared righteous before God will never change, yet we are still called to confess our sin, 1 John 1 verse 9, which purifies our conscience before the Lord. Is there a particular sin that you've been struggling with? Let's pause and take some time to write it, them down, and repent before the Lord, laying it all down at his feet. 1 John 1 verse 9 says Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let us rejoice in the truth that Jesus is forever our righteousness, despite our shortcomings. Further reading, Romans chapter 6, Romans chapter 7.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.